Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, October 10th, 2024. Gabe Perkins, the executive director of Inland Woods and Trails, will delve into the importance of ballot question 4, the Maine Trails Bond, tonight in Bucksport. Question 4 reads, quote, "An act to authorize a general fund bond issue to promote the design, development, and maintenance of trails for outdoor recreation and active transportation. Do you favor a $30 million bond issue to invest in the design, development, and maintenance for non-motorized, motorized, and multi-use trails statewide to be matched by at least $3 million in private and public contributions?" The $30 million bond and its potential impact on our state's trail system will be discussed tonight at the event in Bucksport. Attendees will gain insight into the benefits of investing in Maine's outdoor infrastructure and how the proposed ballot question aims to enhance accessibility and sustainability for all trail users. That's tonight at the Crumpet on Main Street in Bucksport. Doors open at 5:30 and the talk starts at 6. Food, beer, and wine will be available for purchase. The event is free, but donations will be accepted. And there's more information on the Facebook page for Great Pond Mountain Conservation Trust. This afternoon in Castine at the Witherly Library, author Joy Pott will read from her memoir, Fitting the Pieces Together. Joy is an educator and writer and was a longtime caregiver for her husband, Ron, as he battled Alzheimer's disease. Reading from the Witherly's announcement, quote, "In Fitting the Pieces Together, Joy details the life she and Ron lived in, quote, Alzheimer's world. It is a love story, a mystery, an adventure, a memoir filled with the snippets of joy, anxiety, fear, faith, hope, sadness, love, and more that are all a part of living in and through that world. This is not a how-to book, although it offers sometimes profound insights and perhaps guideposts as Joy sorts her way through from the initial diagnosis to the inevitable pain-filled acknowledgement of mental and physical decline and Ron's eventual passing. She introduces the reader to many people, groups, and agencies she encountered along the way, as well as the details, some small and others momentous, that define being a caregiver," close quote. That talk's happening this afternoon at 4 at the Witherly Library in Castine. Refreshments will be served, and the book Fitting the Pieces Together is a limited edition publication not available for sale, but the library has a copy available for loan. And looking ahead to the weekend, on Sunday in Bar Harbor, three artists will examine the boundaries between text, body, and voice while addressing contexts of political violence in Israel-Palestine with a multilingual Arabic, Hebrew, Yiddish, and English musical performance and discussion at the College of the Atlantic. Nita Weiner, Stav Marin, and Samira Saraya, and I hope I pronounced your names correctly, are artists who have collaborated for more than a decade in a range of artistic projects, sharing the stage in Jaffa, Tel Aviv, Salzburg, Berlin, and New York, among other places. Their work demonstrates the possibilities of art for opening up questions and facilitating conflictual dialogues and collaboration. They will perform segments of one of their recent works, Beat Madras, as part of a musical and spoken word multilingual performance, followed by a conversation with the audience about their work and about the current situation in Israel-Palestine. That's happening this Sunday, October 13th at 7 p.m., in the Thomas Gates Community Center at the College of the Atlantic in Bar Harbor. The event is free and open to the public. For Round Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.